Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to a letter Kenny man last seen in Sligo on Saturday. It's emerged that over 100 dead animals are waiting to be collected from farms across Donegal. A 29-year-old man who has an address in Letterkenny has appeared in court as part of a multi-agency operation targeting a Southeast Asian crime gang. And Arrivo is set to double the processing capacity at its milk plant in Killigordon as part of a 6 million euro investment unveiled today. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to a letter Kenny man missing since Saturday. 27-year-old Matthew Lafferty was last seen leaving the Clayton Hotel in Sligo at 8:30 on Saturday night. CCTV footage of the area is currently being reviewed by Gardaí. Anyone with any information regarding the whereabouts of Matthew is asked to contact Gardaí in Sligo or Letterkenny. An ongoing dispute between the Department of Agriculture and local knackery operators has resulted in over 100 dead animals waiting to be collected from farms across Donegal. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says he will be challenging the Agriculture Minister to outline what interim measures he has taken to mitigate the problem. He says a resolution must be sought as a matter of urgency.
We don't hear about this often because it has worked very well over the years, but now that there is an issue with the knackery operators, then this question has arisen. I have one farmer in particular who is a bull that has been dead for days, wants to bury it and will do it and ensure that he complies as best possible with all health and safety issues, with pollution issues, and the department will not allow him to do this. They've just told him to cover it, but the fact of the matter is, if it's covered in the byre, then it will generate more heat and could result in pollution. So it's vitally important that the minister, I know he has other issues, but I'm sure his senior officials should be dealing with this and try and bring the problem to a resolution.
And I'm sure there's also concern among farmers locally over potential disease being spread as well if this isn't resolved.
Well, of course, there's a health and safety issue. There's also pollution issues, and the farmers, and particularly those that are involved and those who are living close by, they will have reason to have major concerns. And I know that the Minister has been working extremely hard in relation to the beef issue, but this is important for the individual farmers in the relevant areas.
A man arrested as part of a multi-agency operation targeting a Southeast Asian crime gang operating in the north has been refused bail at Derry Magistrates Court. 29-year-old Shuni Lee, whose address was given on court papers as Letterkenny, County Donegal, was arrested in a Chinese restaurant in Foyle Street, Derry. Donal Kavanagh has more.
A UK immigration official told the court that as part of a pre-planned operation, the restaurant in Derry was searched and Lee was found working in the kitchen. Lee was unable to supply officers with documents and the official said he was classed as undocumented. The court heard that Lee had entered the Republic on a one-month visa in January this year. He had subsequently been living in Letterkenny and working in Derry. The officer opposed bail on the grounds that there was a flight risk, but also that if released, he would work to support himself. Defence Counsel Owen Devlin asked how long the case would take to prepare and was told about 3 weeks. He was told that CCTV had still to be examined and that was expected to be done this week. The official also said that during the course of the operation, 8 premises had been searched. District Judge Barney McElholm said Lee was in the country illegally and had overstayed his welcome in the Republic and the flight risk was too great. Lee was refused bail and remanded in custody until October 10th.
Arrivo is set to double the processing capacity at its milk plant in Killigordon. The company today unveiled the completion of a 6 million euro investment at the processing plant, which will facilitate the reduction of on-site fossil fuel consumption by 80%. Arrivo CEO Aaron Ford says the investment will help maintain a strong sustainable business in Killigordon to the benefit of the wider northwest region.
We're delighted to unveil our latest investment in Killigordon. It's We've been involved there since the acquisition of the creamery from Donegal in 2011. We have a great team up there who do a great job every day delivering fresh milk to retailers all over the island. So we're delighted to invest in that team and create a more sustainable business for the future.
And indeed, as you said, into the future, this will significantly help in making sure that as Brexit is on the horizon, that you stay up there at the top.
That's correct. Brexit is one of the biggest challenges we face. This investment will make us a more sustainable business, reducing our carbon emissions on the site by 80% and making us the most sustainable liquid milk operator on the island of Ireland.
And with Brexit, are there any fears in relation to the close proximity to the border, or are there any plans in place to protect against this?
So we've been working since the announcement of Brexit to make sure we can still operate. So today we move milk as we move people and goods freely across the border. Whatever form Brexit takes, that probably isn't going to continue. So we've been working to make sure that we can still commit to and source our milk from our Northern Irish milk supply base and still operate a sustainable business in the aftermath of Brexit. And we're confident we'll be able to do that.
Meanwhile, the EU says it still has no viable Brexit proposals from the UK to replace the backstop. Boris Johnson met with the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker in Luxembourg this afternoon. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
More high-level meetings today for Boris Johnson, but once again, no tangible results. The EU says still no legally workable proposals have come from the UK to replace the backstop. Despite that, Boris Johnson thinks some progress was made during his meeting with Jean-Claude Juncker.
Yes, there is a good chance of a deal. Yes, I can see the shape of it. Everybody can see roughly what could be done. But it will require movement, and it will require the system by which the EU can control the UK after we leave, the so-called backstop, to go.
Johnson didn't turn up for a press conference planned with the Prime Minister of Luxembourg. Standing alone at two podiums, Xavier Bettel said all of this is the UK's doing.
Now we speak about theatre. Yesterday someone spoke about Hulk. I think it's too serious matter to speak about actors and about a script. The fact is, some people would love to give the blame to another. These are homemade problems, and we have now all to deal with that homemade problems.
There's just a month now until the key EU summit, at which Boris Johnson is expected to have some sort of plan. EU leaders, though, have still heard nothing.
The Donegal GRA spokesperson says it is bordering on scandal the fact that the fleet of vehicles available to Gardaí in Donegal is to be reduced. 13 of the 50 available vehicles, which are either at end of life or nearing end of life, are to be made redundant. Brendan O'Connor says they have been told that there are no immediate plans to deliver new resources to Donegal.
Bordering on a scandal, the fact that in 2019, Gardaí Conna in Donegal, our fleet is dwindling and the ability of our members to provide a service to the public is actually reducing. Now, as I say, those figures are quoted. 13 are either end of life or approaching end of life, and we have been told that none will be replaced, but certainly there is a very limited pool, and we haven't seen any new cars in recent times, and we're told that that situation will not change prior to the end of this year.
And with Brexit on its way, what effect will this have on the border counties or the border areas?
Well, I suppose, to be honest, I think getting into conversations about Brexit is nearly a distraction because it takes away from the seriousness of the situation. This should be of concern to the people of Donegal in the present environment if there was no change, but certainly with Brexit on the horizon, it just focuses the mind to just show how under-resourced and ill-equipped the Gardaí Conna are in Donegal, and the members I represent. We just, as I say, it's the most basic piece of equipment we require, and it's not being provided, so it's very hard to have any confidence or any faith that, you know, that things are in hand and things are under control. It just seems to be that we're just, again, at the very bottom of the pile when it comes to getting resources here in Donegal.
More needs to be done to streamline the planning application system in Inishowen, according to the Cathaoirleog of Donegal County Council. Speaking at a recent municipal district meeting, Councillor Nicholas Crossan says applications from the peninsula have the lowest chance of success compared to other areas in Donegal. He says it's clear from his own examination of the figures over the past number of months that this is an ongoing issue.
We have the highest number of invalid, the highest number of deferred, the least number passed within the 56 days, and the lowest percentage of planning permissions granted.
This is in comparison with the other municipal districts, and the point you're making is this isn't based on figures, this is based on percentages, so everything else is equal, and it does point to there perhaps being an endemic problem in the Inishowen area.
Well, currently we're sitting at 54% of all applications going into Donegal County Council being passed, as opposed to Letterkenny at 67% and 68%, and the Glendish area 63%. So I want an assessment on to see why Inishowen is lagging behind.
Is there potentially a problem with land? Could it be a problem with where people want to build? Could it be a problem with the terrain in Inishowen, with trends in Inishowen? Or do you think it perhaps lies in an administration council area?
Well, at the current at this present moment in time, I'd have to say that it would be at the planning level, because I'm sure the other municipal districts of Donegal have the same problem with areas where they want to build. Should it be special areas of conservation, strategic reserve, whatever the case may be? But I don't think that Inishowen should stick out any further than any other part of the county.
Attempts are being made at local level to try to end weeks of blockades by protesting farmers outside meat factories. The demonstrating farmers want better base prices for cattle, age restrictions abolished and changes to the beef quality assurance scheme before they'll leave the picket lines. They're preventing livestock trucks from entering meat processing plants despite an agreement reached between Meat Industry Ireland and six farming organisations yesterday. Farmer Aidan Murr, who is protesting outside Meadow Meats in Rathdowney, County Laois, feeds trust between farmers and factories has been broken.
Farmers have bent over backwards since the very first day to try and get this resolved. I mean, that what they're saying is falling on deaf ears. The farmers are not moving away and there's no trust there. They wanted to set up a task force there that they were going to say was going to help out the farmers, but the task force that they were setting up wasn't going to have any statutory rights. So therefore the task force meant nothing. This task force has to have statutory rights.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get 15% off your next online order using the code FITNESS. Some exclusions apply.
It's 13 minutes past 5 and time to latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games, and the GAA have outlined the two-tier championship proposal they will put to a special Congress next month. Provincial championships will continue in their current form, but the number of All-Ireland qualifier rounds will be cut from four to two. The qualifiers are open to all Division 1 and Division 2 teams from the Football League, and any Division 3 or 4 sides that make a provincial final. A straight knockout two-tier championship will be held for all Division 3 and 4 sides that didn't reach provincial finals. Páirc Uí Chaoimh will host a special congress on October 19th. Meanwhile, the GAA say Super 8 games could be played away from Croke Park next summer. The use of HQ for the All-Ireland quarterfinals has drawn widespread criticism and disappointing gate receipts, but the GAA say a motion will be put to Congress in February to allow the CCCC fix games away from Croke Park if appropriate. Stephen Rochford has put to bed reports linking him to the vacant Galway manager's position. The Mayo native was seen as a candidate to replace Kevin Walsh, and that was intensified over the weekend with reports in the West. Rochford joined Declan Boner's backroom team for this year and has committed to the county for another season. While speaking on the AIBGA podcast about the contenders to challenge Dublin's All-Ireland crown, he confirmed he is staying with Donegal.
Dublin are still the standard bearers without doubt. On any given day, you know, I think there's three or four teams now that can have a go, but you're not going to be pinning your colours to one team and say, yeah, it's going to be them. Kerry are definitely on the up. Kerry are here for the next period of time. I'd like to think Donegal are going to be here for the next couple of years also. But again, Galway will have a new manager. Mayo will look to re-energise. Tyrone certainly will look to take a claim as well.
And you're staying in with Donegal?
I certainly am.
So Stephen Rochford will certainly stay in with Donegal despite all that speculation around the Galway position. Now, Kilcare, Milford and Neave Connell secured quarterfinal places in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Club Championship over the weekend. Kilcare's win in Bundoran means the Towny men are back into the last eight with a game to play. It's a similar situation for Milford and Neave Connell, who both won on Saturday to secure progression to the knockout phase. Milford will top the group. That's after Four Masters pulled off a shock in the championship, beating Glenswilly at Park Neave Columba on Sunday evening. Peter Campbell has been assessing the standings in our Donegal Senior Championship recap, which is now available online in the sports section at highlandradio.com. The sports editor with the Donegal Democrat says Glenn Swilly are now in a difficult place.
It would have been a huge surprise over a win, but the margin of the victory, I think, maybe sent bigger shockwaves, and it leaves Glenn Swilly in a very, very difficult position. If Glenfinn won their last game at home to Four Masters, I can't see Glenn Swilly being able to beat Milford enough to actually qualify. And then if Four Masters win, they'll automatically be qualified. So at the moment, it doesn't look like Glenn Swilly, who most people would have tipped to have topped that group. They're in a very, very perilous position, and given the performance last night, I suppose, you know, they seem to have gone back quite a way, because Four Masters would have been regarded as one of the, I suppose, the weaker teams of the 16 playing in the Senior Championship. They were relegated to Division 3 just a couple of weeks ago, and had been playing very, very poorly all year. Certainly we didn't see this one coming.
On to soccer, cross-channel, Manchester United goalkeeper David De Gea has signed a new contract until June 2023 with the option of a further year. The Spaniard says he believes he can achieve much more at Old Trafford and now his future is fixed. De Gea made over 350 appearances for United since joining them in 2011 and has won the Premier League, FA Cup, League Cup and Europa League. West Ham are going for a third straight Premier League one tonight as they visit Aston Villa. Manuel Pellegrini's side haven't lost since an opening weekend dropping by champions Manchester City. That one's at Villa Park at 8 o'clock. Bohemians can secure a home FAI Cup semi-final against rival Shamrock Rovers with a win this evening. Leinster Senior League champions Crumlin United are the opposition at Richmond Park in their last day clash, which gets underway at 8 o'clock. Rob Kearney has emerged as Ireland's latest out for Sunday's World Cup opener with Scotland. The Leinster fullback is understood to have suffered a calf injury in training today. Robbie Henshaw is already likely to miss the game with Scotland with a hamstring problem. Ireland scrum coach Greg Feek remains hopeful that Henshaw will feature during the group stage.
I know what game he'll be targeting, do you know what I mean? And again, you know, it's still early days, you know. We still have hopes for next week, you know. So we'll just go day by day at this stage, and then you'll probably get a better update after this weekend.
Finally, boxing. It's been a disappointing day for Irish fighters at the World Elite Championships in Russia. Michael Nevin lost his middleweight last 16 contest on a split decision to Russian Gleb Baskay. Earlier, Belfast welterweight Aidan Walsh bowed out at the last 32 stage. He also lost on a split decision to England's second seed, Pat McCormick. Next sport in Highland tomorrow morning after the 8 news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, there are renewed calls for a review of speed limits in Mough after another collision last week. Councillor Terry Crossan says a transition from 100 kilometres an hour to 60 and then to 50 on the Quigley's Point side of Mough is very short, and that is a cause for concern. There have already been meetings involving councillors, locals and Gardaí. Councillor Crossan says it's now time for action.
There was another accident outside of the Treehouse Bar and Restaurant, now albeit a minor accident. It was an accident. There's a stretch of road between the treehouse and the playground. There's 100 going to 80, going to 60 within a very short stretch. People who are coming from the 100 into an 80 haven't really got a lot of time to slow down in that short distance.
There's been a meeting involving local people in Mough, involving councillors, involving An Garda Síochána. Do you believe that something's going to come from that we will have those speed limits reassessed?
Yes, well, there is going to be a motion forwarded to the Donegal County Council asking for a review of the speed limits in that area. I have personally called for Garda Síochána to be more proactive in their enforcement of the speed limits and to make sure that people adhere to the limits.
Irish Water has completed assessments, upgrades and standardised disinfection systems and water treatment plants across Donegal as part of its national disinfection programme. This work has resulted in improvements to 15 plants in the county, ensuring the plants continue to comply with the required drinking water regulations. Catherine Gaffney has more.
As part of the project, operational upgrades have been completed in water treatment plants, public water supplies and pumping stations at sites including Arnmore Island, Buncrana, Bundoran, Carindonagh, Carrigart Downings, Cranford, the River Esk in Donegal, Shanna, Tullyconnell, Frosses Inver, Redcastle, Meandoran, Lochmorne, Milford and Pettigo. The project involved initial assessments of the condition and performance of all public water supplies in Donegal to find out what work was required, and following on from that, completion of necessary upgrades to the treatment infrastructure. Irish Water says that improving water treatment processes will safeguard water supplies in these areas, protecting the health of local communities and enabling economic and social development.
And finally, food manufacturers will be levied for using non-recyclable plastics in their packaging under new government proposals. Soft plastics, such as packaging on fruit and veg, cannot be recycled in Ireland. The new waste strategy aims to end the use of non-recyclable plastics and cut the country's dependence on landfill. Environment Minister Richard Bruton says it will put pressure on companies to use eco-friendly alternatives.
You would look at the materials that are being used. As you know, the hard plastics are recyclable, but a lot of the film that is used, that is put on the top of that, they're not recyclable. So this would be about imposing higher levies on those who use materials that are not entirely recyclable, because then you create a problem for the waste collector. They cannot get the separation or the segregation.
Weather now, dry this evening with a mix of cloud and sunny spells. Dry but rather chilly tonight with clear spells and lowest temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to a letter Kenny Mann missing since Saturday. 27-year-old Matthew Lafferty was last seen leaving the Clayton Hotel in Sligo at 8:30 on Saturday night. An ongoing dispute between the Department of Agriculture and local knackery operators has resulted in over 100 dead animals waiting to be collected from farms across Donegal. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says he will be challenging the Agriculture Minister to outline what interim measures he has taken to mitigate the problem. A man arrested as part of a multi-agency operation targeting a Southeast Asian crime gang operating in the north has been refused bail at Derry Magistrates Court. 29-year-old Shu Nee Lee, whose address was given on court papers as Letterkenny, County Donegal, was arrested in a Chinese restaurant in Foyle Street, Derry. And Arrivo is set to double the processing capacity at its milk plant in Killigordon. The company today unveiled the completion of a 6 million euro investment at the processing plant, which will also facilitate the reduction of on-site fossil fuel consumption by 80%. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, September the 16th. The death has occurred of Nancy Dorian Mina Cahan Inver. Remains are reposing at the home of her sister Mary Arnold Mina Cahan until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Removal on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary Frosses, with interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of John McGowan Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Lena McGee, 282, Ard McCarran, Ballybofey. Remains will repose at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybofey, tomorrow evening from 7 o'clock until Rosary at 10 o'clock, and on Wednesday evening from 7 o'clock until Rosary at 10 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 22:11 for a Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorder at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Drumbow Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, if so desired, to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Kevin McGovern, formerly of Balmoral Avenue, Derry. Funeral from his home, 12 Elm Park, Ballymagan, Buncrana, on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church at Pennyburn. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to the Foyle Hospice.
The death has taken place of Catherine Mona Ginty, Ardwarra, Glencar Road, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass at St. Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by burial at Cornwall Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital. Kev Charlie McLaugherty, Funeral Director. And the death has occurred of Mary McAuline, 10 Blue Cedars, Ballybofey. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler, with interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning.